Welcome back to Witch Church. It's your host, Mal. I'm a professional astrologer, tarot reader and teacher, and intuitive healer. And you're about to listen to the recording of Witch Church Live, a sermon that I give to my Instagram community every week. Feel free to catch the live show every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central on IG Live, or listen to the recording right here on the podcast. This is a non-denominational weekly service for witches, astrology nerds, and anyone else who feels like they are being called to walk the spiritual path. At Witch Church Live, we talk all about the weekly astrological and tarot forecast, and really anything else that is channeled through me about the week ahead. Oh, and you'll probably hear about my random life updates and some rambly life stories mixed in as well. I hope that's okay. If this podcast brings some kind of value or joy to your life, be sure to leave me a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts. And feel free to send this podcast to a friend if you feel like they could benefit from listening. If you feel called, you can also support the production of this podcast and my other creations on Patreon for as little as $5 a month and get access to my secret YouTube channel with a bunch of extra astrology and tarot content. And if you would like me to hold space for you on your spiritual path, you can book an astrology session, tarot reading, or distance Reiki healing on my site, MalloryHasty.com. I would be honored to be your guide in some way. All of the links to my site and my social media are in the show notes. Have a magical week, my friends, and thank you so much for listening. So, hey friends, happy Sunday. So I have here a quick announcement. If you are on my Patreon, if you are a Patreon supporter, thank you so much. Truly, thanks. You are helping me more than you know, even if it's just whatever. You're on the lowest tier, it all adds up and it really helps. So thank you so much. And I do think Patreon's just a great platform for supporting people like me who kind of have their own business or their own projects. It's just really cool. So if you're already on Patreon, you now have access to Witch Church Community Discord. And if you don't know what Discord is, it's kind of like a Facebook page or a Slack page where communities can kind of chat together. So I set that up this morning and I'm really excited to see us kind of form the community on Discord, but you do need to be a part of my Patreon to have access. So if you do really like chatting with this community, maybe check out Patreon and check out getting access to the Discord app and being able to kind of see what our community is talking about outside of Sunday at 10 a.m. I think it's going to actually be really fun. Okay, my second announcement is I have a highly sensitive person meetup this Wednesday night. And so many of you ask me, when is the next highly sensitive person meetup? It's on Wednesday. Okay, so come on in. If you've never been to a highly sensitive person meetup, don't be shy. You know, you'll be Zooming with some really, just really open and accepting people. You might be surprised how much you relate to some of the things that are being shared during class. There's something healing about it. And if you're not sure if you identify as a highly sensitive person or not, that's totally fine. Like, I mean, you can still join if you feel like you relate to the word empath or whatever. I also think, you know, that can kind of tie into highly sensitive people land, okay? So those are my two announcements. So how are we feeling at the moment? We've got currently, I actually lied in my Witch Church Instagram post yesterday. I said Venus is in Cancer, but I was too early. I think I'm just so excited for Venus to move into Cancer that I was like, I was thinking it already happened. But currently we've got Venus sitting at the 29th degree of Gemini, waiting to move into Cancer later this evening. I actually believe it's more around like, let me check here. I'm looking at my software, but it's around like 10 p.m. tonight. Okay, 9 p.m. Central, Venus will scoot into Cancer. So super excited about Venus moving into Cancer. I think this is a really nice shift. If you think about it, I talked a little bit about this in my most recent newsletter. But if you think about it, Cancer is the moon sign, right? So Venus moving into the moon sign, it's not like, you know, her ultimate favorite sign, but there's just something healing, I think, about Venus moving into Cancer. And maybe it's the healing that we have been needing, you know, after eclipse season. We just had a pretty big full moon in Capricorn. I see some of you chatting about that in below. So I'm thinking, I think there's just some kind of healing kind of needed with this Venus in Cancer transit. And Lauren, you said, just coming out of that full moon hangover. What the fuck was that? Yeah, right? Totally. Pluto, maybe this is what happens when the full moon is conjunct Pluto, right? And Amy, you said, last week I was so anxious and emotional going on my third week cigarette free. Oh, that's awesome. I'm in full agreement, Amy, that you, it's kind of like mind over matter, and that you kind of keep going and kind of maybe even finding some new coping mechanisms feels really aligned. See, that's the kind of thing Venus in Cancer actually could help with in a lot of ways. Like, you know, Venus in the moon sign, we'll have Venus in Cancer from, hang on, let me check my own newsletter and check the dates. Okay, we'll have Venus in Cancer from tonight, 9 p.m., July 17th through August 11th. So I actually, I think it's a really good time to kind of just meditate on, you know, what needs healing at this moment. You know, what feels like I need to kind of give this my emotional energy in order to even purge or let go, quote unquote. You guys know I absolutely love the phrase let go. That's a joke. Hopefully, I think you all know by now I hate the phrase letting go. But there's something about Venus in Cancer that lets us feel through the emotions of a certain transition, transformation right now, and kind of allows us to kind of feel through it, okay? And I'm thinking about, this is something that I mentioned in my newsletter, but how significant is it that just early 2022, late 2021, we had a Venus retrograde in Capricorn, okay? And I actually think the Venus retrograde in Capricorn is sort of the key to understanding this Venus in Cancer transit we are going to have starting tonight. Because if you think about it, Cancer and Capricorn are opposite signs. So in a way, Venus in Cancer is almost going to be talking to maybe the past, You know, Venus in Cancer is going to be chatting with the Capricorn part of our charts, right? And even more so, I think Venus in Cancer is going to be chatting with, you know, maybe some of the baggage or the things that kind of got kicked up from Venus retrograde in Capricorn. So I want you to take a moment and think about, you know, Venus in Capricorn. I know it was a little while ago, but I almost feel like you will remember it because it was very significant. So, you know, Venus was in Capricorn almost 4 months, right? November, December 2021, January, February, March 2022. Okay. And the retrograde period was from December 19th through January 29th. Okay, so I want you to specifically think a little bit about end of 2021, coming into 2022. We've got the Venus retrograde going. And even after that Venus retrograde, you know, February 2022, beginning of March 2022, we're really sitting with kind of the kind of aftermath of such a profound retrograde period. And honestly, I don't know if this is just because I personally am in a Venus-ruled year, but I am still grappling with some of the psychological, emotional, and literal things, you know, that Venus in Capricorn, specifically Venus retrograde in Capricorn, brought up. And that's still like 6 months ago, okay? But if I think about it too, you know, all those psychological shifts that kind of started either around or after the retrograde period kind of led to what I ended up doing these past couple months, which was, you know, I went from North Carolina to Arizona to Seattle to Mexico to San Francisco, and now I'm back in Chicago. You know, like, there was something about that Capricorn retrograde that really, like, shifted things for me. And it wasn't always easy. I know it sounds like, oh, these are great travel experiences, and they were, but also there were other things kind of going on in the background where I felt myself changing and evolving. Okay, so I share that because I want you to think about, like, how you have been changing and evolving and what Venus retrograde in Capricorn perhaps sparked for you towards the beginning of 2022, okay? And now that Venus is moving into Cancer, the opposite sign of Capricorn, I actually think we're almost getting some, I don't know what the right word is. I almost want to say closure. I think we're getting some closure on maybe all that has happened since Venus station direct in Capricorn, right? Because if you think about it, if Capricorn's here, now Venus is going to be transiting that part of your chart only from an oppositional standpoint, right? So we may actually feel not necessarily tested by Venus in Cancer, but I do feel like Venus in Cancer, you know, from July 17th until August 1st, is knocking on the door of, you know, what was going on with us in the beginning of 2022 with Venus retrograde. You know, there's just something kind of shifting, going on, healing. You know, we're arriving to perhaps a greater understanding of something. Okay, so I actually am really excited for this. Let's see. So Ashley, you said recognizing self-worth. Yes, that is a big part of perhaps Venus's significations, right? Venus also has to do with, you know, our finances on some level, our possessions, our relationship to money, our relationship to relationships, right? And that is why I think the card that I brought for this transit is the Two of Cups. Now, hold on. Hold on with the Two of Cups here, okay? Because I know the sort of cliche, kind of definition of the Two of Cups is like, we're gonna meet someone and la la la. That's not necessarily where I'm going with this, okay? I actually kind of see, like, what if one of these people, you know, is kind of representing Venus retrograde in Capricorn, you know, kind of coming to cheers with Venus in Cancer. You know, like, there's just something here about, like, the past coming in with the present, and there's some kind of integration, there's some kind of positive mirroring going on, where perhaps we will recognize how much we've grown, either emotionally, or how many things have actually shifted in front of us. There's just something here about meeting. We are meeting something. Maybe it comes through in the form of another person, but more likely, I think we're meeting something within ourselves. Meeting this new sense of understanding within ourselves. And this all perhaps roots from way back in the beginning of 2022. What was kicked up for you during the Venus and Capricorn period, okay? And Ashley, you said, literally a huge purge of material things, zoning into finances and all of the things you just mentioned. Okay, yes, you are speaking to Venus. Amy, you said, selling my house and moving out of the country. Big financial decisions. Yeah. Exactly, my friends, exactly. And I just want to do a quick, a little rising sign forecast, because I think I get the sense that you guys like when I do this, hopefully, and I'm going to do it really briefly. I know I always say that, but I really will this time. I'm going to do it super briefly, and I just want to give you a sense of, you know, what was maybe going on for you with the Venus retrograde in Capricorn back at the beginning of 2022. And then now, the present moment, this Venus transit in Cancer, now how is that offering some sort of healing, right, to what was going on? Okay, so listen for your rising sign, preferably. So let's just actually start with Capricorn rising. So, you know, Venus retrograde in Capricorn at the beginning of 2022 was transiting your first house. And first house has to do with, I think, a lot of life direction kind of stuff. Who am I? Where am I going? Where am I heading? You know, am I following my life path? There's a little, like, identity crisis vibe for the Cap risings, especially with that Venus in retrograde in your first house. There's a little bit of, like, redirection on the life path when it comes to who am I. And now that Venus in Cancer is coming into your seventh house of relationships and other people, it's possible that some Capricorn risings were able to do some soul searching or healing in the last 6 or 7 months in order to maybe even prepare to meet someone, you know, during this transit. You know, you could feel like you've been healing some sort of relational blockage. You know, if you were already in a relationship, there could be something within your current relationship that's kind of being addressed, and you're moving forward and gaining more trust with something that was previously a challenge. There's something there that's kind of happening with this Venus and Cancer transit. Okay, so Aquarius rising, Venus retrograde in Capricorn went through your 12th house of the subconscious, 12th house, I think, covers some kinds of, like, mental health stuff. And even the feeling of isolation, the feeling of retreat, the feeling of needing to pull back into yourself. So you could have been feeling really emo kid, Aquarius rising, at the beginning of 2022. And now with Venus in Cancer coming into your 6th house, there could literally be a meeting of a doctor, an herbalist, someone who is going to aid you in your healing, a therapist. You know, sometimes I do see 6th house transits as the decision to go back to therapy or the meeting of an aligned therapist. But the 6th house can also have to do with the way we're using our time. So for Aquarius risings, I think Venus in Cancer is going to bring some sort of epiphany when it comes to how would I like to use my time in order to improve upon my health, right? Pisces rising, we had that Venus retrograde in Capricorn going through the 11th house of friends and networks. So for Pisces rising, it's possible that Venus retrograde in the 11th house might have brought up some sort of friendship challenge, or maybe even brought back some sort of friendships from the past. Maybe you made new friends, or, you know, it's possible with a Venus retrograde in the 11th house, we were feeling a little bit isolated from our communities, you know? And now that Venus in Cancer is transiting your 5th house, there's something here about maybe reconnecting with your own personal sense of creativity, uniqueness, independence. I could see a lot of Pisces risings like being like, you know what? Embroidery really makes me happy. And I'm going to find an embroidery group on Meetup and, you know, on the Meetup app and meet some new people who like this because this makes me happy. I could also see some romance coming in for Venus, for Pisces rising, because Venus is transiting your 5th house of romance. I would just say whenever I see Venus in like a semi-good condition, especially in the moon sign, transiting the 5th house, because the 5th house has to do with like children and pregnancy. So, you know, if you do not wish to procreate at this time, Pisces rising, just be extra careful with that. Again, that might only apply for one or two people, but, you know, or if you would like to procreate, this would be a great time. And you can contact me for some kind of conceptual astrology reading, okay? All right, Aries rising. We've got the Venus retrograde in Capricorn back at the beginning of 2022 was going through the 10th house of career. So there could have been a lot of career shifts, maybe new jobs, new coworkers. Maybe there was a little breakthrough with your current career path. Maybe you didn't feel aligned with your current career path and had to figure out how do I either cope with the job I have or believe that another job opportunity could be possible. And now that Venus in Cancer is transiting the 4th house of the home, I kind of see you like shifting your focus a little bit. Maybe things in the 10th house are a little bit, you know, working themselves out. And now your focus is shifted towards nesting. You know, I really see Venus in Cancer transiting the 4th house as nesting, painting an accent wall, getting a new chair, you know, reorganizing your desk, you know, something along those lines that just makes home feel more like home. It is possible that some Aries risings could be moving during this time, but that'll only be for a few. Okay, Taurus rising, at the beginning of 2022, Venus retrograde in Capricorn was transiting your 9th house. Ninth house has to do with going back to school, but also has to do with, like, our belief systems and even things like foreign travel, foreign relationships, things like that. So Taurus rising, it's possible that Venus retrograde in Capricorn brought up maybe some belief system stuff that needed to be healed, especially if you identify with having religious trauma. But it is possible that for, like, a few of you who might be, like, married to someone who is not from your native country, or, you know, there could have been some kind of issue or challenge with that. Of course, that's a really specific kind of interpretation that'll only apply for one person, but one or two people, but regardless, I thought I should say it. And now that Venus in Cancer is transiting your third house, I think of the third house as sort of like local community stuff. And I remember in my third house year, I took so many walks around just like my neighborhood, and that was like a comfort to me in the third house year, just kind of like feeling into like the flow of the neighborhood. And also the third house can have to do with like the way we communicate and the narratives we hold, right? The narratives we hold true about even ourselves or what's going on. So I think there's some improvement in that area, right? Okay, and going back to Aries rising, Amy, you said you're in Aries rising, that's all true. And Carrie, you said you're in Aries rising. Just this morning I said I wanted to paint my bedroom a different color. Yeah. Also, I don't care how cheesy it is, I am such a big fan of painting things to shift the energy, or changing even your bedspread to shift your, or to match what you are trying to manifest, or like, I don't know. I know it sounds kind of weird, but I believe in it. Okay, so that was Taurus rising, and now we'll go into Gemini rising. We've got Venus retrograde at the beginning of the year was in your eighth house. Eighth house, my partner's money, taxes, loans, insurance, leases, really anything where your finances are connected to someone else's finances, that's a big eighth house thing. So maybe you're having some trouble with the, tax season of March 2022. I actually think I had maybe a Gemini rising client who was having some tax issues, but it was from previous years. It wasn't from this year, but there was, you know, there could have been a lot of like kind of weird things that just needed to be sorted out when it comes to finances. Also, you could have been coming to acceptance with some debt that you needed to pay off. Like maybe there was something, a credit card that you needed to pay off before you could move forward with the next thing, right? Now, Gemini rising, Venus in Cancer is going to be transiting your second house of personal finances. So if any Gemini risings here are thinking about like launching their business or, yeah, like, you know, creating a new stream of income, I could see Venus in Cancer in the second house perhaps being a really good energy for that. Or maybe there's just some positive shift with the financial kind of situation. I will say something that comes through just seeing Venus in Cancer in the second house of your money, Gemini rising. Maybe just think twice before giving other people money, because that feels like a very generous thing. And it's not to say I don't believe in like the redistribution of our resources or whatever, but I'm more talking about like your friend like maybe asks you for a loan, and you know, I would say before you give them your money, make sure there's like some kind of agreement. Don't be giving people loans or whatever just willy-nilly without a full understanding of, you know, what's happening. Okay. Okay, Cancer rising. Yay. I'm a Cancer rising. So Venus in Capricorn, Venus in retrograde in Capricorn happened in our seventh house of relationships, right? So, You know, at the beginning of the year, we could have had like literal breakup situations. We could have felt a little bit isolated, maybe a little bit unmotivated to get on the dating scene. If we were already previously partnered, we could feel like we were trying to communicate with our spouse or reach some kind of common ground with our partner, and maybe that was hard for some reason, or maybe there was some kind of past breach of trust that happened within your relationship that kind of needed to be healed. There's a lot that can happen in the seventh house with the Venus in retrograde there. But now that Venus is entering the first house for Cancer risings, I think there's like a little like rebirth of like, this is who I am, this is who I'm looking for. I do feel like there's a chance that Cancer risings could potentially meet someone throughout this time, but maybe you just have a deeper understanding of what you're actually looking for in your life, you know, and what qualities you're looking for in other people. And also just a deeper understanding of your wants and needs. Probably a personal example, not probably, definitely a personal example would be, I think that Venus retrograde really brought up, you know, some really painful things for me about like attachment trauma and, you know, even like just even the concept of like being abandoned. And this could be, you know, this is definitely my chart with my Venus in Capricorn conjunct Uranus and Neptune, you know. So there was a lot of that stuff coming up for me in at the beginning of 2022. And, you know, now feeling this Venus in Cancer come back into my first house, it feels like a, yes, like, okay, there was a lot of attachment stuff that I had to examine, but maybe now I'm feeling a little bit more ready to re-attempt secure attachment, if you will. Just an example in case any other Cancer risings may resonate. Okay, Leo rising. So Venus retrograde went through your sixth house of health, daily schedule, even your role as an employee. I could actually see for some Leo risings, maybe power dynamics at work became kind of an issue at the beginning of 2022. I can just see that with like Venus. The Venus retrograde was conjunct Pluto. Pluto is the planet of like power and that kind of thing. So, I don't know, maybe you were feeling really disempowered at work as an employee or even as a boss. Maybe there was some drama with HR, who knows? You know, like maybe just some drama at work. The sixth house can also cover things like illness, so it's possible that Venus retrograde maybe flared up like some sort of chronic illness or inflammation or something like that. Maybe you had to go to the doctor. Now that Venus in Cancer is transiting your 12th house, Leo rising, I think this guidance is going to be kind of unlike any other signs guidance, because Venus in Cancer in the 12th house, you may actually be feeling more like a homebody, you know, until mid-August. Because if you think about it, you know, 12th house, we have to heal alone. We have to go into the cave. And it's not to say we can't talk to our friends or our therapist, but you get what I'm saying. Sometimes the healing that happens in the 12th house is because we choose to rest, or we choose to stay home, or we choose to, like, yeah, like not go out, not drink, take a month where we're completely sober and just kind of, you know, be with ourselves. That to me is like Venus in Cancer in the 12th house. Like, it is a true mothering kind of energy, which may sound counterintuitive because it's like the summer and we want to be out. And it's not to say we can't go out in public if you're a Leo rising, but if you feel a little more impetus to kind of stick to yourself and just kind of spend some time with yourself, that could be why. Okay. Virgo rising, your Venus retrograde in Capricorn transited the fifth house. So some Virgo risings may have had some challenges with their children during this time. For the Virgo risings who do not have children, Venus retrograde in the fifth house could kind of have been like, gosh, what do I even like? Like, what are my hobbies? What are my joys? Like, how do I even make myself happy? You know, like, it could have been a little bit of that energy. And now that Venus in Cancer is entering your 11th house, friends, groups, networks, I actually think there's some sort of reckoning with, like, okay, like, I feel, like, ready to socialize again. And I kind of feel like, okay, this is what I like, and I want to join, like, a tennis league, or I don't know, guys, you get what I'm saying. There's something here that's like harmonious with friendships going on. I would also say, Virgo rising, if you have like a friend or a group of friends that you haven't seen in a while and you can financially afford it, like, go see these friends, or like plan a little weekend getaway with these friends. Make some space for your community this month especially. Okay, Libra rising, Venus retrograde went through your fourth house of the home. So there could have been some maybe tension with your partner at home. If you live with your family, there could have been a lot of tension with that. I could just see home issues coming up for Venus rising, Libra rising, you know, at the beginning of this year. Like, it could have been something like a mouse infestation, or needing to get a plumbing thing fixed, or actually plumbing would have been a really good signification for Venus conjunct Pluto and retrograde, because Pluto's kind of like plumbing, like going into the underworld, and you know, so maybe there was some kind of expensive issue going on, you know, at the beginning of the year within the home. The fourth house also relates to our parents. So the conflicts that we have with our parents, the beef that we have with our parents, you know, there could have been a lot of that coming up, you know, for Libra rising. But now, Libra rising, good news is that Venus is entering your 10th house of career and public reputation. So I think this is really good for especially the entrepreneurs who are Venus, I keep saying Venus rising, Libra rising, you know, Venus in Cancer in your 10th house is going to help you kind of be seen for your talents, and maybe there's some kind of promotion you're going after at work, maybe there's some kind of stream of income you're wanting to kind of, you know, manifest, or maybe you're getting recognized at work as like the employee of the month, or, you know, something like that. But your focus is just kind of a little bit more on like external manifestation versus feeling like stuck at home or stuck in like the family problems. I think there's a little bit more of this independent drive for you, Libra rising. Okay. So let's see, Scorpio rising, Venus retrograde went through your third house. So third house can actually be siblings. So I wonder if some Scorpio risings at the beginning of the year might have had some challenges with their siblings, whether that came in the form of like a conflict, or maybe your sibling was going through a hard time. The third house can also be like writing and communication and the stories we tell ourselves, right? So there could have been a lot of like shadow work with that kind of thing, like the personal narratives we hold about ourselves. And now that Venus in Cancer is moving into your ninth house, Scorpio rising, I think this is going to be really good, especially with the Scorpio risings who maybe want to go back to school or want to take a class or improve on a certain skill. Like, I want to become a better writer, or I want to learn how to edit videos or something along those lines. I could see that kind of aligning with Venus in Cancer transiting your ninth house. Maybe some Scorpio risings are also making time to travel, and that might give you a greater perspective on your life and kind of give you some clarity about what's next. Okay. Sagittarius rising, Venus went retrograde in your second house of personal finances and money. So for Sagittarius rising, especially at the beginning of this year, there could have been some money stress or some kind of You know, maybe you got let go from your job. Maybe you decided that your job wasn't paying you enough and that you needed to kind of value yourself. And, you know, not that people who are underpaid don't value themselves, but you get what I mean. Like, I value this talent of mine and I need to go out and use this talent and I'm not using it at work. You know, like that kind of vibe. That feels like a Venus retrograde in the second house. And now that Venus in Cancer is entering your eighth house, this is good because, you know, when we have positive eighth house transits, it means typically we may be receiving benefits from other people. So maybe your boss recognizes that you need a raise. You haven't gotten a raise in a while. Or maybe you gain some kind of money from a lawsuit. I don't know if that's necessarily positive, but, you know, maybe a divorce gets finalized and that helps you financially in some way. Maybe there's something there about a spouse getting a raise at work or something and that benefiting your financial situation. You know, there's a lot of things that Venus in Cancer in the eighth house could allude to, but overall, I would say the message is don't underestimate, like, other people being the avenue of beneficial resources coming to you, okay? And I think that's it, okay? So that was my quick, hopefully pretty quick, little forecast. And hopefully you can see, like, in your own rising sign forecast, you could kind of see that Two of Cups energy, like, from one side of the chart, you know, some kind of energy is getting passed to the other side, you know? So I do have high hopes for Venus and Cancer kind of being a good salve to a lot of things that maybe even have happened in this entire year, okay? Turquoise, you said, bullseye from Cancer rising. Also, I need Cancer in the first house. And Alexandra, you said, oh my God, yes, I'm so ready to drift away from the children situation. LOL, Scorpio moon problems. Kara, you said, I'm going to my hometown to see friends this weekend and you are a Virgo rising. Okay, that's totally aligned. Okay, we see. We see how the astrology happens, even if we're not completely on top of it, right? But my friends, let me give the mic to you all now that we did our little forecast. I would love to pull a couple cards for some people about, I don't know, maybe you have a challenge or you have a question or need some guidance. That would be something that you could definitely comment below and I can pull a card for it. Or if you just need a prayer and good vibes, send your requests below and the whole group can kind of send you some good energy. And I'll say this one more time for those of you who popped in a little bit late. If you join my Patreon, you now get access to my group, Witch Church Group Discord. If you've never used the Discord app, it's super fun. It's kind of like a Facebook page, only better. And it allows us to kind of continue the conversation throughout the week. So I think that will be really fun. And then Highly Sensitive Person Meetup is this Wednesday night. Highly recommend it. It's a great little container. I think we're talking about energetic boundaries, but it's always a broad topic and we can always kind of talk about anything we want at the end of the day. So hopefully I'll see some of you at Highly Sensitive Meetup on Wednesday evening. Okay. And Emmy, you said, thanks for these, Mal. As a Capricorn rising, I feel like I could barely keep my head above water these past few months. I'm starting to feel like I can deal with others again. Yeah, totally, Emmy. Maybe that's, yeah, Venus and Cancer coming back into your seventh house. Okay, so Riviera, you said, "Hey Mal, can I please have a card? My daughter is having surgery, but I'm not sure if she should have it done or not." Okay. I think, Riviera, I don't love that question for the tarot, to be honest, but I'm going to rephrase that and say, how can Riviera support her daughter at this time? Okay. Because I really don't love that kind of predictive, especially with a health matter with the tarot. I just don't think tarot is the greatest tool for that. In fact, with surgery and medical stuff, if you really do want to consult someone, like some sort of medical astrologer would probably be a better choice with that kind of thing. But you did get judgment. And I think this is kind of communicating, Riviera, that for some reason, like, this procedure or this surgery is, like, a big part of your daughter's life path, and maybe a big part of that is, like, her kind of making this decision for herself. And I'm actually reminded of one of my friends in college. Gosh, I don't know the politically correct term for their situation, but basically they were born with a genetic defect and had to, at some point in their teenage years, they chose to have their leg amputated because of the genetic defect that they were born with. And I share this story because something one time they told me was it was really hard for their parents, because the parents were like, well, we don't have this genetic defect, you know, so, like, we can't necessarily make this decision for you, but if you choose to get your leg amputated, that's a huge recovery process, and we don't want to deem you to that fate unless you want that. So they kind of left the decision up to their kid, which would have been really difficult, right, as a parent, to be like, oh God, like, but there are some decisions as a parent that you can't make for your kid. And at some point, you do have to kind of see your kid as some kind of autonomous individual, right? So if your daughter is old enough to make her own decisions, I think this judgment card is kind of saying, like, okay, like, you know, allow this person to be an adult and make her own decisions. And if your kid is not quite out of your wings yet or out of your nest, still I think there's some kind of autonomy that's wanting to be kind of allowed here for her to kind of see, like, what she wants for her life. Okay. So I hope that helps, Riviera. And Lauren, you said, I would love a card for the week, trying to stay on track with my goals and not give in to my fears. Yes. Ooh, okay. Six of Pentacles. I love it. I wonder if, I kind of get the feeling that you will be maybe helping others this week for some reason. Maybe this is part of, like, the writer community that you participate in. I'm just assuming that you participate in some kind of writer's community, or maybe at the very least you have a few friends that are also writers and also kind of, you know, doing similar things as you are doing. Like, maybe you're holding each other accountable. But I think in helping others with their projects this week, you might just realize how, I don't know, how capable you actually are. Because sometimes it's not until we help others that we realize, like, wait, like, I can do this, you know? Like, you know, I might, in my isolation, feel like I'm totally incapable, but then when someone else asks me for help, I'm like, okay, yeah, like, someone else is trusting me with their project, I should trust me with my project, you know? And I also think the Six of Pentacles also says, like, feel free to ask for help, make sure these exchanges are equal, and make sure you are kind of asking for help when you need it. So I think community is going to be really key this week for you, Lauren. Carrie, you said, I would love a card for the week ahead. Yeah, let's see. Ooh, okay. We got the Knight of Wands and the Ace of Wands. Okay, so I think right off the bat, Carrie, there's a lot of energy that maybe is coming back to you this week. Maybe there was a situation with like a family or your kid or something that was kind of draining your energy. And now that the Knight of Wands and the Ace of Wands are here, I feel like there's some permission to be selfish in a lot of ways, or choose you, or go after what excites you, or just follow this burst of energy, I think, feels really aligned. So, yeah, just don't hurt yourself, because Mars is in Taurus right now, and sometimes I feel like when Mars is in Taurus, we sometimes hurt ourselves because we're like, oh gosh, I'm going to run a marathon and I haven't even stretched, you know? So it's not to say, you know, I'm sure you're a very physically fit person, but, and I know you are as a yoga person, but just careful with like the amount of physical exertion you take on, because I just don't want you to like throw your back out or anything, okay? Ashley, you said, may I have a card pulled for this week? Just guidance for a challenging week ahead. Okay, Eight of Cups. Yeah, it feels like there's like this emotional element that is attached to the challenge. you know, I'm laughing because I'm, for some reason, I'm kind of being reminded of like this ongoing family drama. And I only am saying this because I think it's a good example of what might be happening in your life, Ashley. But there's, like, ongoing family drama. It's been going on since I was, like, little. And it has to do with the water pump at the family lake house, right? And why we won't get a new one. And why it always breaks down and all of this stuff. Also, let me be clear, when I communicate that my family has a lake house, it's, like, literally, like, a shack. Like, it's not, I mean, yeah. So that is something that's like an ongoing family issue. And at some point you have to say, it's not actually about the water pump. There's some kind of like emotional thing that's underlying this issue. You know, I think it has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, my grandpa built the lake house shack, and you know, all of his kids, like my mom and her siblings, have all this emotional baggage that they don't even consciously are not aware of at the lake house, even though everybody acts crazy there, and that's why I don't go there anymore. Okay, so I say that, I blanket that statement, I give that example because I think there's something here where, like, you think it's a material challenge, but underneath there's some emotional challenge that actually is, like, being worked through, Ashley. And I think with the Eight of Cups, this emotional challenge might even have to do with walking away from something that's no longer in alignment. Sometimes the Eight of Cups can bring up that grief of like, I worked so hard to build these perfect eight cups, so why doesn't it feel right? You know, why doesn't it feel aligned? Why was something once aligned not feeling aligned anymore? And that can be really difficult, right? So there's some kind of emotional reckoning going on. But I don't think this is something you should be scared of, Ashley. I think there's just some kind of acknowledgement that is happening this week. Know that the physical or material challenge, it's not just about that. There's some kind of emotion underlying it, okay? Katie, also sorry for the blabby lake house story. Katie, would love guidance for this week. Going on a new date today. Ooh, okay, I like it. And I also really like this poll because you got the Five of Pentacles in reverse. And I love that because I think like any sort of scarcity mindset that can kind of grip us in the Five of Pentacles, you know, the Five of Pentacles can be like, there's not enough, I have limitations, and, you know, I just, yeah, like, there's not enough. Like, whether that's people, money, opportunities. And I think the Five of Pentacles in reverse reminds us that we actually live in an infinite universe. And I like to say this to people who are dating, like, you would think I would believe in, like, the one and only soulmate, But I don't. I really don't. I'm a Venus in Capricorn. I'm a big proponent that there are many different partners that could potentially fulfill our needs. I think that there are 7 billion people on this planet, or whatever the number is. How could we actually be limited in the amount of people we could potentially meet? You know, if there's 7 billion people to meet, you know, there's so many, there's a plethora of options, you know, even if it doesn't always feel like that with the dating apps, you know, there's a plethora of options available to us. So never feel limited in this area of your life. I think that's the message, Katie. And Amy, you said, thanks, Mallory. That was helpful. Can I please have a card for relationships? Yes. Okay. 10 of Cups, Amy. Okay. This is, I think it's good, but also the first thing that came to mind when I looked at this card was a sort of expectations versus reality kind of message. And I think the real work does start in relationships when we kind of move past the honeymoon stage and we start to see this person for their flaws or whatnot, you know, and we start to think like, God, like, how do I stay with this person with their flaws? And like, wouldn't it be easier to just bounce? And sometimes it is a line to bounce, but other times we do have to check our expectations of other people and maybe our own vision of what things were going to be like, quote unquote, versus how they are now. And also knowing that we can have realistic expectations and a fulfilling relationship at the same time, you know? And I also think we're so bombarded by, like, Instagram's pictures of different relationships that we're always like, oh gosh, like, you know, they look perfect or whatever. And, you know, our relationship isn't perfect and maybe we're working on things or something like that. So, you know, there's just something here about the expectations you might have, not only of the other person, but just of relationships themselves and what they're actually capable of giving you. Okay. Pam, you said, I would love a card about my work, please. Ooh, Pam, the Star. Okay, so again, I think I've given you this message before, but hope is not lost, you know, like, don't quit, you know, like, the Star is like, don't quit this project, or don't lose the dream, you know, keep moving forward as if the dream was possible, if the dream was 100% possible, and maybe even is already happening in some kind of, like, parallel universe, like, how would you move forward? The Star is all about reestablishing your hope and faith in the situation. So I think there's something here about your relationship with, like, faith in yourself, faith in your project, faith in your passion. What does that mean in the context of work? Okay. Alex, you said, I would love some clarity on the financial piece of this lodging situation. Will things turn out okay for me? Yes. Okay. We got the Hanged One though. And that does make me feel like, that doesn't give me the sort of, it's going to be, what's the word? Hanged One does not give me quick, fast, resolved, quickly vibes. The Hanged One makes me feel like you're kind of like waiting around and seeing how things will work out. I think, obviously, your refund or your monetary situation is, like, going to improve. I'm just unsure of the fact that if it's, like, as fast as you want it to be. And the Hanged One also is hanging. He's sleeping in the trees. He's sleeping in nature. So I do wonder if, like, something about, like, camping or, yeah, like, being in nature is, like, just going to be healing at this moment while you're kind of waiting it out for the Hanged One to resolve itself. And I do feel like you know, Venus is in Cancer. Venus is in Cancer just entering your first house. Like, I think that is going to help some situation, something, that is going to help this situation in some way, okay? Okay, Ellis, you said, please pull a card or send good vibes for my, for me grieving a past relationship. Yeah, totally, Ellis. I'm in full agreement that, you know, you continue to let yourself grieve and not rush yourself through this process. And I think, yeah, you got the Six of Swords, so I think you're actually making more psychological process, more psychological progress than you think you are. And I think it's really easy to be going through a breakup and think, like, be like, okay, yeah, like, I'm doing well. And then, like, something happens, like, it's like, skirt, especially, and you're like, wait, I'm, like, so sad about this. And, like, but last month I was doing fine, so how did I take a step back? And we think we're taking a step back, but we're really not. We're just going through the complexities of the grieving process. So don't beat yourself up. Don't feel like you're going backwards, because you're absolutely not. You know, the Six of Swords is a very forward-moving card. And I also think that breakups for, like, highly sensitive people, and breakups when it comes to those of us with attachment wounds are really difficult things to get through, because they're kind of poking at, you know, our most vulnerable parts, you know? So we can't rush this process. And I think it'll be worth it if you just kind of continue to sit with yourself, you know, in some way. Okay, Jamie, you said, could I have good vibes for my work situation and mental health? Yes, Jamie, I'm in full agreement that work will improve in some way. And I'm also in full agreement that this week can be a time of, you know, really finding emotional fulfillment other places besides work. Even though I know that's hard, because you are very good and passionate about what you do, about what you fundamentally do. Yeah, but I'm in full agreement that your emotions can kind of start to separate a little bit from the work situation, so you can see it more clearly and kind of know which way to move forward. Okay. And Elizabeth, you said, you're home. I am. And you said, I love a card for a week, for the week. Yes. Ooh, Elizabeth, we got the Magician. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I think you're a Cancer moon, aren't you, Elizabeth? So Venus moving into Cancer is probably going to be really juicy for that. And maybe you have some new ideas, you're ready to put out a new offering, or you just have something in the works behind the scene. I just really like that Magician for, like, entrepreneur, creative people who are looking to, like, put their ideas out there. I think this week is going to be really fruitful for that kind of thing. So make sure you have your pen and paper and you're kind of writing down all the ideas that have been coming to you and are going to come to you this week. Okay. Alexandra, you said, I would love a card for the week. Thank you. Okay, Alexandra, King of Cups. Yes, this is a really beautiful energy. You know, you're in California, you're hanging out by the water. I think there's some emotional healing that's happening right now, and it's coming from, you know, focusing on yourself. It's coming from, you know, having good conversations with your friends and family. And it's just coming from really allowing yourself to relax, heal, rest, and take care of yourself emotionally. Okay, so, you know, really allow yourself that, like, self-compassion and kindness this week. So, Amy, you said, LOL, I had the urge to go running after years of not running. Now I won't. oh, is that, that's in, okay, that's in
response to my Mars and Taurus comment. And okay, so Ashley, you said, oh my God, I love this example. Thank you. Definitely emotional things going on behind all of these upfront challenges. Walking away from things for sure. Grieving all the feels. Thank you. You're so welcome. I'm glad that resonated. And Katie, you said, thank you so much, Mal. You're the best. And Alex, you said, thanks, Mal. The caseworker is off until Tuesday. LOL. Okay, yeah. Yeah, see, okay, this is why the hanged man came out. It was like, okay, we got to wait a little bit more, right? And, okay, Elizabeth, you're a Pisces moon. Okay, still, I think Venus in Cancer will be good for you, I think. We'll do a few more card pulls here. Farah, you said, hi, Mal, is it too late to get a card for my week ahead? We'll do Farah and Miss Joe, and then we'll call it a day, because I gotta go to my tarot class. But, oh, Farah, you got the Knight of Cups. I think that's really beautiful, and I think it's, the Knight of Cups is some confirmation to just, I think, continue what you're doing. I actually really see you as the Knight of Cups. Like, you really walk your path in a very vulnerable, like, open heart kind of way, and a lot of the time, like, the world kind of shits on people who have a really open heart and walk their path with compassion, but I think this is just a sign to, like, continue being open and continue to, like, share your vulnerabilities and your heart with the world, Farah. Yeah, and if anybody's interested in some kind of coaching, I know Farah is starting up a little bit of a coaching business, so hit her up. And Miss Joe, you said, I would love to know what Miss Joe needs to know for the next week. Okay. Ooh, Seven of Cups. Okay, so I actually think at this moment, Miss Joe, maybe there are some things on the table with, like, business stuff and where you're conducting business and, you know, who you would like to conduct business with and, you know, all of that stuff. And I think it's still a little cloudy right now, and I don't think you have quite enough information to make the decision. So in a weird way, I think the Seven of Cups is kind of like, although it's not what you actually want to hear, Miss Joe, it's almost like proceed with curiosity, but proceed with kind of this, not the same old, but just kind of keep being in this question. You're not done questioning. You're not done gathering evidence or gathering information. And I think the Seven of Cups is often a card that comes out before we have, like, this breakthrough of, like, aha, this is what I need to do, right? Like, the Seven of Cups is a little bit more like, but stay right now with the confusion, or stay right now with the different options, and let the different options reveal themselves to you. And when you know, you'll know. If you don't know right now, it's because you're not supposed to know. I know that kind of sounds like a Cheshire cat riddle, but it's true. There's definitely some more information coming about the situation. That's my feeling when I see the Seven of Cups. Okay. Okay. Cool. So, and Elizabeth, you said hi to all the women who run with the Wolves Pack. I miss our pack. All right, my friends. That is it for today. I am wishing you all Venus in Cancer blessings. I hope to see some of you at Highly Sensitive Person Meetup Night this Wednesday. If you're an astrology student, I also have a mini astrology class coming up on Saturday as well. So check that out. That's all on my Instagram. You'll see it in the blue post. And my books are open for August. So if you've been wanting a one-on-one with me, go ahead and get on my books for August. And I'll look forward to working with you. And that's about it. Wishing you all a wonderful week. Okay. And I'm just reading your comments. Okay. All right. Bye, guys.